Now, the greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Welcome to the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. Minute 2065 episodes of this bad boy. It's sponsored by Astroglide, or it could be sponsored by you. If you'd like to make a small donation to our three local Fisher houses in the area, please do that at fisherhouse.org. You can also specifically make a little request here for the three local Fisher houses. We will make you an unofficial sponsor of the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. It is just that easy. All right, today we're going to get a little bit mature, or maybe I should say immature, as far as the fact that we are both in our 50s, but for whatever reason, we still oftentimes have the mind of a 14-year-old boy. I think there's a lot of times where that feeling doesn't go away. Steve, you have a son, so you still get to teach him how to fart under his arm, the old pull-my-finger trick. You have a number of things that you can still whip out from your youth that are entertaining for you, I'm sure.
I mean, the thing I think was awesome was the armpit fart. To me, this was a rite of passage. And most recently, it was my wife was bitching leading up to Christmas. I don't remember what the situation was, but she's like, I swear to God, I'm the only one who has any Christmas spirit, right? That's what she says, as though we're doing a Hallmark movie. So maybe 2 days later, she's watching something on TV, may have been a Christmas thing, and my son is there, and I said, hey, man, can you still do the armpit farts? And so to appease my wife for our lack of Christmas spirit last year, we did Jingle Bells, but with armpit farts. Turns out she doesn't like our version of Christmas spirit very much.
Yeah.
We thought it was outstanding, but it's sad. But the thing that makes you proud as a 52-year-old man, and you're looking at your 8-year-old son, my heart swelled with pride because he was crushing it. You know what I mean?
Just, nice.
He can
nice.
Nail it nice. Because he wants to. And I'm just like, my job's done.
Yeah.
I could draw like the rest of your life. Let your mom raise you. I did the one thing I'm here to do, man. Right, and it's armpit farts.
Now, unfortunately, too, we work around a lot of people. So the last building we worked at, keep in mind, it was 16 floors. There were a couple different towers in it. You see a lot of people come in and out. They work for different companies on different floors. You don't necessarily know all of them, but every once in a while, you'll run into one in the elevator type situation. You'll see people out when you're smoking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as you do when you're trying to identify someone, you kind of identify them based on their physical characteristics, and we give a lot of nicknames just so that we know who we're talking about.
And I want people to keep in mind, you're not trying to be insulting. You're simply trying to be accurate.
Yes.
Sadly, a lot of times accuracy leads to something that sounds like an insult.
Right. And, like, we all like funny names. Like, man, so there's maybe only, like, 6 or 7 of us that work in this building, all right? So one guy is he's a head engineer. So he comes in periodically because he's got to be between here and the transmitter and make sure that things are still functioning correctly within the building and the computers are all up and running. And his name is Phil. Well, growing up, when I was in school, same kid from 3rd grade on all the way up until our senior year. I think he also went to college with us. He was always Phil McCracken. And it just got to the point where he was McCracken.
Right, right.
And then he was Cracken, but he was never Phil. So the guy's name is Phil, so every time I see him, I just want to go, what's up, McCracken? Now, so, other people called him Latio. We had you know, those all these different things. But for some reason, these things just kind of, names especially, as far as people that you work with and people that you might give a name to or whatever. Especially in radio, there's a lot of people who have fake names.
Of course.
You know, I was Steve Austin for a while, which I think I've talked about on this thing. It was just complete crap. But
my parents did not name me Thrill.
Yeah. At one point in time, we worked with a guy named Dude Walker. Now, you might not know Dude Walker, but you've heard Dude Walker. If you've watched the television show, if you watched the movie, he probably did the trailer for the movie.
Right.
You've heard Dude Walker, all right? But you'd see him in the hallway all the time. And I would always come up with a different way to say his name because there's so many different ways that you can intonate his name based on the fact that his name is Dude. So sometimes I would see him go like, Dude. And then like, all right, I did that one. So the next time I was like, what is my next Dude going to be? I'm like, Dude. You know, so every time I saw him, it was a different way to say his name. Like, Dude, like, you're killing me. You know, but I did, and he hated me for it because every time, and I was like, Dude.
Then stoner dude. You get the idea. but either way, we kind of, and I've talked about the Java the Slut story before, which was unfortunate because I had her in my phone as Java the Slut. The reason that I called her that was because she loved, she self-admittedly, she loved to have sex with anybody she could.
Oh, sure.
That was just like anybody else, but she could because she was a woman. You know what I mean? Like, guys don't have that.
Right. But, we want to have sex with a lot of people, but we don't.
Yeah, but she did. And she had no problem telling you about it. And, you know, I just kind of gave her that nickname. And that was the time she called me up. And I'm like, Java, what's up? She's like, what did you call me? And I was like, oh, no. Because there's only one Java. Anyway, I'm trying to think of some of the ones. We've got one for a couple people in this building.
We got a few. We have,
but they're complimentary.
Not always. So there was a few in the old building. There were two women. One was, three. And it all got very presidential. We called one George Washington, but it's because she looked like George Washington.
Oh.
One was Thomas Jefferson because she looked like Thomas Jefferson. And one was Mount Rushmore because her head looked like a block of stone that had been carved. And again, we're not trying to be insulting, but when you say, hey, man, you know, the woman that's small, I don't know her. Her name might be this. And you go, Mount Rushmore. It's like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
We had Dark Crystal, a woman who looked like that she should be in the movie, The Dark Crystal. I don't know if you remember the Jim Henson movie.
You can guess. There's one boxy lady. Okay, now... So you know the Jimi Hendrix song, Boxy Lady. So
we have Boxy Lady.
I will not say where she worked,
girl.
But it even kind of played into where she worked. But she was cool. She was a smoker,
man. Nice.
She'd always get pumped up. But the thing is, she had an unusually pronounced vagina. All right? So she would wear jeans. All right? And jeans are not like leggings or yoga pants. Like, jeans hide a little bit. All right? And we realized that every time we saw her, it was just a big blue vagina. Right, so we never knew her name, and to this day, I can't tell your name. So she became Boxy Lady.
Boxy Lady.
In this building, we have a woman who we call P.S. Chang.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a fan of P.S. Chang. Mm-hmm. P.S. Chang, to me, is one of the most vile and disgusting people. Not because of her appearance. It's her demeanor.
Oh, yeah.
It is her attitude. It's her lack of discipline. She's just a disgusting person. So we're talking about her, and I'll just say... we all know P.F. Chang is a restaurant.
Yes, delicious. Delicious.
The P.S., as we were lamenting,
no,
how vile we find this person, we may mention she probably defecates from her vagina. So I'll let you put the P.S., you can figure that out. In Baltimore, a woman that we called, and I want to preface this by saying she was one of the nicest.
Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp. Now,
and the reason is because she looked like Warren Sapp.
Just like
you
Warren Sapp.
You would never want to cross her.
No.
She could beat Warren Sapp's ass.
Yeah, dude. I mean, but she looked like
Warren Sapp.
I do know her name, and the struggle with that was you saw her every day. No matter what, if you worked there, you saw her every day. I'll leave that at that. But because she was nice, always very kind, always very friendly, I always had to remind myself, do not call her Warren, right? Mm-hmm. Because,
well, you
because
remember,
that's
like,
what we said.
Warren Sapp, maybe he just retired or he was still playing. I can't remember
I think
what
he was
year.
Toward the tail
but either
end
way,
of
he was
career.
In the cornrow stage, and so was she.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, they looked identical. They looked identical.
They looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
We had, I got now, in our mind, he's the tallest midget in the world. If you saw him, he's 6 feet tall, but he's a midget. It's hard to explain, but if you saw him, you'd get it. But
his legs are just real short.
But his name was Matt Tacker. But his name became Matt Tacker, the news cracker.
Because
he did news. We got a little bit of trouble for that.
Not much.
But we didn't care. It didn't stop anything.
As long as I could call him the cracker.
Yeah. And then finally, in this one, I can never remember this person's name. There's someone else we call Lori Longbottom. And Lori Longbottom, she just has a great ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beginning. And the problem with that is one of our coworkers, VD, who we call because he likes veggie dogs, although most people think it's for a venereal disease, he is aware of Lori Longbottom as well. And the only thing he scolds me and Miles about is like, on the few occasions I have to talk to her, I have to remind myself, do not call her Lori. Because we say it so much. Like, to me, that's her name. That is not her name.
No. Yeah.
But you have to tell yourself. So that's the only problem with nicknames. You can't call people these nicknames to their face.
There's this place, there's very few places even that are local in the area that are open right now downtown to get some food or whatever. So there's a place not too far away from us, and basically we just named it the Taste of Disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It is the most horrible food you've
it
ever had.
It sucks.
So every time we...
you've been there.
We come back from there.
Yes.
Okay. You know, you've ever heard of Hot Pockets? You know, like, Hot Pockets. Yeah. They have egg rolls down there, so I call it Rockets. Because that's exactly what they
but
make
But that's even
do.
What he said. And so he has like, to try not
I'm
to order them.
When I go up there, like, yeah, give me two Rockets and Diet Coke. Because I'm always walking around going, Rocket. I'm gaffing at it, but, you know, with the... with the crap that these things do. Anyway, I thought you might find this funny. I found a list of some funny but dirty names that are immature but hilarious.
All right.
So here are names that are dirty but hilarious. We'll start with Adolf Oliver Nipple. We have the tried and true.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now.
Adolf Oliver
Nipple. If my last name were Nipple... Nobody wants to name their kid Adolf, but I'd give my wife $1,000. We're naming him Adolf Oliver.
Adolf Oliver Butt. There's so many options there. The tried and true Amanda Hug and Kiss. A lot to Amanda's.
Sure.
We have Amanda Hump. We have Amanda Lick. And keep in mind, when we had phones at home and we could prank call people, these would have all been great back in the day, especially when you're looking for somebody to
I
bark.
Almost feel bad for kids. Like, look, man. I know you got to occupy yourself with video games or hang outside, like just making prank phone calls before there was whatever caller ID and all that.
Yeah, Bart Simpson did it best. If you need some reference, you know, check out the Simpson. He's the guy who would do it. We have Amanda Lick, Amanda Mount, Amanda Poker. Then we have we get into the guys here. We have Andy Cornholder. Andy Cornholder. We have Andy Felderbush. Back to the Anitas. Anita Bath. Anita Digamy. Anita Naylor.
Digamy.
Anita Handjab. Then, now we move on to the Annies, where we have Annie Position. Bins include Bender Over, Ben Jurgenhoff. Ben Jurgenhoff. Ben Insider. Ben Over, bitch.
That's Russian.
And one of my all-time favorites, Barry McCockiner. Then we have onto the Bettys. We have Betty Drillzer and Betty Humter. Oh, man. Moving on to more females, Brooke and Rubbers. We have See My Crack. My Crack. See My Crack. Let's see. Colin Forsex. Not bad. Craven Moorhead. Connie Lingus. I like Dangling Wang.
Craven Moorhead.
Dangling Wang. We have Daryl B. Payne. Dig My Ass. Dick Pound, Dixie Normus, Dixie Rect, Dixon Between Her Legs, and Dixon Butts. Okay, now on to a couple ladies. Enormous Scotch. There's also Enormous Peter. Eileen Ulick. Harry Asscrack, Ivana Tinkle, Jenny Taylor, Master Bates, Maya Buttreeks. Oh, let me see if I can get this right. God, how did I do this one before? Ollie to Booger. What is that? Ollie to Booger? See if you can figure that one out.
I licked a booger?
Ollie to Booger, maybe, yeah. What else we got? Pat My Ass. Puri Pants. Rhoda Hottie. Raunchy. Seymour Butts. Stella Virgin. Wayne Kerr. Willie B. Hartigan. Willie B. Hartigan. Yeah, Willie Lair, Wilma Fingerdo, Leaky Rear. Leaky Rear, get it? Leaky Rear. Looser, Luke at my ass, Mark Z Spot.
Luke at my ass. Luke at my ass. Luke at my ass.
Michael Torres. Mike Crotch Burns. Lee Nover, Leotard, and Nadia Seymour. There's a Nadia Seymour. Man. There you go. There's just
Luke at my ass.
I like Adolph Oliver Nipper, and Andy Kornholder.
I got a lot of censoring to do.
Andy Kornholder. Yeah.
Just names.
It's your greatest story never told podcast.
You've been listening to The Greatest Story Never Told with Miles and Thrill on radio.com.
Oh, man. A Double Flush production.